Okay, today's daf is Kuf Hey. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amabet. Just to review, because this is going to come up again, we saw yesterday that Igra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, said, Ofu Grinan Nechalim Rabbi Koren. We said that meant, he explained, without washing your hands and without wiping your mouth. We then made this distinction between daytime and nighttime, which would seem to be only relating to washing your hands, because you can't see what's on your hands. It doesn't seem to be connected to kinuach hapeh. It would sound like kinuach hapeh you need no matter what. And then we saw that there was a bit of a difference of opinion about whether this is first of and then gvina, or only gvina and then oaf. The pshat sounded like first oaf and then gvina, and we're going to get back to this later today. Because then there was a story where they went to Rav Ashi's house, and the story was about gvina and then oaf. I'm sorry, gvina and then basar. And then they said, you know, they brought him gvina and then basar, and he ate without washing his hands. And they said, well, what about this braita, which seems to apply only oaf and gvina, but not basar and gvina? And there it seems like, you know, the order is switched, where it was gvina and then basar. And that's when they made that distinction. So, okay. Tanya. Now we have another braita. Beit Shammai omrim mikaneach. Okay, Beit Shammai says you need to do kinuach. That means to wash out your mouth. Ubeit Hillel omrim mediach. Beit Hillel says you have to... so we're going to talk about two different washings, what this means. Okay, what?
They translated as wipe and then rinse.
Right, okay. So wipe and then rinse. This is between eating... Right, exactly. They didn't have dental floss. Okay, this is clear. Okay, so now they're talking about between eating milk and cheese. Okay, so Beit Shammai says you have to...
No, milk and meat.
Sorry.
Cheese and meat.
What did I say?
Milk and cheese.
Oh, sorry. Meat and cheese, I meant to say. So mekanach...
Seems to mean eat something part of.
Right. Mekanach is with eating, and mediach is with water. This seems to be the difference. Rinsing out with water is mediach. So now they say, well, we'll see. My mekanach or my mediach. Ilema, and what do they mean when they say this? Ilema Beit Shammai yomrim mekanach velo bai mediach. Ubeit Hillel omrim mediach velo bai mekanach. When they said their opinions, did they mean only this and not the other? In other words, this works, the other one doesn't work. But that's going to be difficult, because elahada amar Rabbi Zeira, ein kinuach peh ela bepat. Okay, Rabbi Zeira says the only way to clean out your mouth is with bread. Now, if that's the case, that would match if Beit Shammai said mediach, and Beit Hillel said, I'm sorry, mekaneach, which is that, and Beit Hillel said mediach, which is with water, then this statement that Rabbi Zeira made would be clearly only according to Beit Shammai. And that doesn't make sense, because keman ki Beit Shammai, nobody holds like Beit Shammai, so why would he say that? Ela, Beit Shammai omrim mekaneach velo bai mediach. They say you only need kinuach with bread or something like that. Ubeit Hillel omrim af mediach. Beit Hillel says you can even do mediach. In other words, you can either rinse with water or rinse with bread. So when Rabbi Zeira said, ein kinuach peh ela bepat, what he was saying is, you can either do mediach or you can do mekaneach. But if you're going to do mekaneach, you have to do it with bread. That's the only way to clean out your mouth, right? Again, instead of dental floss or something like that, right? The best way, by the way, it's not only getting out things between your teeth, it's just getting out anything that's stuck in your mouth. So the idea is if you eat bread, it'll kind of take everything away with it. So then Beit Hillel says, even mediach. But if you say that that's the case, then what comes from here? Havele mikule Beit Shammai mikhumre Beit Hillel. Because Beit Shammai says, right, you don't even need to do hadacha. And Beit Hillel says, right, sorry, I didn't say it well. Beit Hillel would say, af mediach. Beit Hillel is saying you have to do both. You need both kinuach and mediach. So if that's the case, this should have been listed in the places where Beit Shammai is meikel. Because Beit Shammai would only say only kinuach, and Beit Hillel would say both. Now again, this was all to explain Rabbi Zeira what mediach and kinuach. No, both. And that's why Beit Hillel would end up being machmir. Okay? In other words, again, either they each say just one and not the other, right? But then that doesn't make any sense because it doesn't match Rabbi Zeira, who would then paskin like Beit Shammai. So then we say, no, Beit Shammai must be saying just mekaneach, and Beit Hillel is saying both, which means that this is one of those things where Beit Shammai is meikel, and it's not, right? It should have appeared in that Mishnah where it listed all the chumras of Beit Hillel against Beit Shammai. Ella, therefore, here's a better explanation. Beit Shammai omrim mikaneach v'hu adin l'meidiach. And you could do one, right? You need both. You need mikaneach and also meidiach. U'beit Hillel omrim meidiach v'hu adin l'mikaneach. Beit Hillel also holds that you need both. Mar marchado v'lo pligi. Basically, we could say they each mentioned one, but each one agrees that you also need the other. A little strange why they would only say one. But each one says a different one, and in fact, they really have no machloket. And that's how we can explain Rabbi Zeira that he's actually holding like Beit Hillel. Okay, and that's right. We don't care if he holds like Beit Shammai because we don't pasuk that way. So we want to prove that he holds like Beit Hillel. Obviously, he ends up holding like both. Okay, Gufa. Now let's go into this.
Well, we can pass it like Beit Shammai if he's saying the same thing as Beit Hillel.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So then it's not called pasuking. Then it's just, right, we hold like both of them. Okay, Gufa. Now let's go into the statement that he said about the bread. Amar Rabbi Zeira ein kinuach hapeh ela bepat. The only way you could do it is with bread. Now we're going to talk about which kind of bread. It's not so clear that any bread works in any case. So let's see. Hani mili b'techite. It only works with wheat bread. Aval b'tesare, if you make barley bread, lo. Okay, the assumption is that barley bread, Rashi says, mitparer b'toch hapeh, falls apart in your mouth, and therefore, eino nikshar yachad k'shelo aso. It doesn't stick together when you chew it, in which case it's not going to wash down whatever's in your mouth. U'dechiti nami lo amaran, and even when you say chiti, ela b'karira, it has to be cold bread. Aval b'chamima, mishter shtare. But if it's warm, hap, bread then also becomes soft and it gets stuck in your mouth, and that it also doesn't take down the food. V'hani mile birechicha, and this is all with soft. Ababa akushe lo. Okay, but this is if it's too hard, then right it has to be just right. Right, if it's too hard, then it's going to fall apart in your mouth like the barley bread. So that's also a problem. And the halacha is, you can actually, okay, we don't paskin like Rabbi Zeira, you can really do kinuach with anything. Okay, it can't be from what?
That's a big exception. Vegetables.
Right. Okay, I didn't really check that. Kimcha tamari, like a kemach that you make from tamari?
What is this?
Like
a thing. Flour.
Oh,
but
I see.
I think they mean flour that's
separate.
Bread.
Flour, so right, flour. Exactly. If you just eat flour, in other words, something, and dates and vegetables. Okay, those things don't work.
Interesting, because it's clearly not an exact thing. I mean,
it's clearly not an exact science.
But
clearly.
They said earlier they're struggling talking with that. About flavor in your mouth and not necessarily food pulp.
Right. Okay.
Don't emit flavor anymore.
Right. So it could be we're talking about flavor and not actually particles that are in your mouth, because we'll talk about basar ben ashinayim in a little bit.
Is that the halakha? You can eat cheese after.
No. So we
meat
don't
after cheese if you don't.
Right.
Eat
so you can't. So yeah. So this is. As long as you clean out your mouth, this is what we hold. That after
you have
cheese,
to clean your mouth with something that's not part vegetables and not.
Well, most usually, I mean, I seem to remember that people say you rinse out your mouth with water, and that's what most people do. You know, you try to have a drink of water, and that washes it down. Then there's a whole exception about hard cheeses, which doesn't come
Swiss
up here.
Cheese.
But right, it's not clear. It's Swiss cheese. It's really Parmesan cheese, and it depends what kind of Parmesan cheese. In other words, there's like the real, real Parmesan cheese, which it's not so clear that that's the Parmesan cheese that we eat is considered hard. I don't know that Swiss cheese is considered hard. Maybe like the real legit Swiss cheese,
but what we have here
is not
there's
so.
Type that they
there's one type that's right. Okay, so
I just thought this was a bubble mice that you wash out your mouth. Like I never took it seriously.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, yeah. Here it is.
I just like waited a while.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're gonna have. Here comes the big sugya. Okay, or the small sugya, but big sugya. Ba'aminei, big meaning important. Ba'aminei Rav Asi mi Rav Yochanan. Kama yishe ben basar legvina. Okay, Asi says to Rabbi Yochanan, how much time does one need to wait between milk, between meat and milk? Okay, meaning this sounds like basar and then gvina. Now, there's an assumption on his part. Until now, we haven't seen any waiting time period. Until now, it's been, right, either this nechalim babikor and you don't need to do anything, or when it comes to basar, you need to wash your hands and clean your mouth out. Then we talked about after cheese, before meat, you need to wash your mouth out in some way, whether rinse or with dry something. Now, all of a sudden, he asks, how much time does one need to wait? As if there's this assumption that one needs to wait, but it's unclear how much time. So, amale velo klum, you don't need to wait. Okay. Ini, is that really true, the Gemara asks? V'ha'amar of chista, achal basar asur le'echol gvina. Gvina mutar le'echol basar. So now he says, what do you mean? Rav Chisda said, if you eat meat, you can't eat cheese after. If you eat cheese, you can eat meat. Okay, this is, Rav Chisda's statement is obviously rings very familiar to us. Ela, kama yasheh ben gvina lebasar amar levelo klum. We seem to be having a lot of confusion here about the order of words. His question must have been, how much does one weigh between cheese and meat? And the answer is not at all. Okay, fine. That's that. Now, gufa. Now we're going to go into this statement of Rav Chisda, which is the important statement. Am Rav Chisda, achal basar asur le'echol gvina, gvina mutar le'echol basar. Am le'Rav Acha bar Yosef le'Rav Chisda. So Rav Acha bar Yosef says to Rav Chisda, basar sheben ashinayim mahu. How do we treat meat that got stuck in between your teeth? So he answers, kare ale habasar odenu ben shinehem. Okay, this is in Bamidbar with the Slav and the, right, they were complaining they didn't have meat. And he says, habasar odenu ben shinehem. Right, term yikaret v'af Hashem chara ba'am v'yach Hashem ba'am akara ba'am ba'o. Right, the meat was still in between their teeth. So what do you see here? When meat is in between the teeth, it's still called meat. So there you have it. The meat in between your teeth is still called meat. Amar Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva now comes and says, Ana laha milta chala bar chamra legabe abba. When it comes to this issue, I am like vinegar, the son of wine, meaning I am terrible, right? I'm not as good as my father. My father is wine, that's the best. I'm vinegar, like wine that turned bad. Legabe abba, why? De'ilu abba ki ava achel bisra ha'idna. If my father would eat meat this time today, lo hava achel gvina ad lemachar ki hashta. He wouldn't eat cheese till tomorrow at exactly this time. He would wait 24 hours, okay? So he says, you know, I'm terrible because he would wait 24 hours, and let's see how long he would. V'ilu ana, b'hasta udata hu delo achilna, l'su udata achrita achilna. But I would eat in the same meal, right? God forbid, but I would eat at the next meal, okay? Now he, notice, it's interesting because this is how we paskin, okay? Now, however you define this, okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. But he's already saying, I'm like a nobody, I'm a no good Nick, right? I don't do this right. And yet, we clearly don't hold like his father, right? Nobody says you need to wait 24 hours. But he says, I would wait, right? Sudata achrita achilna. I would eat at the next meal. Okay, so what is the next meal? Right? This is a big source of debate. What exactly is the next meal? So Tosfot says, right, normally what, okay, so let's just, I'll even, before we get to Tosfot, because I want to go a little chronologically, I brought you a sheet that charts out some of the opinions. The Rif says, if you look down the chart, okay, the top of the chart has the Gemaras, because we're going to look at the different sugyas, but now we're on the Basar Tegvina. So, again, the Gemara says you need the next meal or 24 hours, right? We can assume the 24 hours, we're going to call that a Midat Chasidut. You don't have to do that. We'll see from the next page, there's something else about Netilat Yadayim. The Rif says, Shi'or Mashat Sarich Lesuda Acheret, and the Rambam says, Kishe Sha'ot. Okay, now why have we get to 6 hours from the next meal? Because in those days, they ate usually a meal, right? The Talmidei Chachamim, there's a whole sugya, right, where they ate at four hours into the day. And other people ate at 5 hours, and the workers ate 6 hours into the day because they were busy working, so they had to wait till then. They would eat 6 hours into the day, and then there's another 6 hours till sunset. They would all work all day. They would come home at sunset. If you remember, this is way back in the very first daf of Bracha, first daf of Shas. It's all about what time people ate when they got home from work, etc. So they would come home at 6. So 6 hours. That's how we get about 6 hours, because their first meal was at 12, and their second meal was at 6. So that's about 6 hours in between meals. Now, the Meiri says chamesh o sheshaot. There's already, you know, it's fluid. That's where people get 5 hours. What about the 3 hours? Okay, so some people claim, well, 3 hours is already, in other words, maybe people started eating meals more frequently, right? We eat about every 3-4 hours a meal, so it could be that change. Some people talk about because it shows money out. In the winter, 6 hours into the day till sunset is actually only 4 hours. So it could be 4 hours and then into the fourth hour. There's all sorts of opinions about this, how we get this. That's all the basic opinion. However, Tosfot defines su'udat achrita as something else. What does Tosfot say? Lav b'su'udat asher regilim la'asot achat shacharit ve'achat arvit. It doesn't mean the next meal, meaning wait until the next meal, the way everyone else seems to define it. Ela afilu la'alter, but even immediately, im silek ha'shulchan u'berech mutar. If you just remove the table, like we talked about yesterday, that they had this table in front of them, they basically clear off the table, you can already eat. Okay? Dilo plug rabbanan. Okay, I'm not sure how he's using dilo plug rabbanan here. Rabbanan mean they don't distinguish, maybe because some people eat a certain amount of time and other people eat a different amount of time. It doesn't make sense to say until you would eat your next meal, because that becomes a very unclear. He says, no. It means su'udat achrita, make a new meal. How do you make a new meal? You clear the table and you. So when it comes up in the poskim about the Dutch minhag, 1 hour, and people start saying, how could that possibly be? Everybody says 5 or 6 or something. So they say, well, it's, you know, if you, they can rely on Tosfot, who says you don't even need, right? Tosfot says you could just l'salek shulchan u'levarech, and that's sufficient. So therefore, they don't knock out the minhag because they say yesh al mi l'smoch. Okay, all comes from the su'udat achrita. Okay, that's about that issue. Then I want to go back now to the ofu gvina in masaru gvina lo. Okay, so we saw this. So I want to go back now. Rabbeinu Tam, I want to look in the fourth line there. Okay, the fourth long line in Tosfot there. Toward the end of the line, it says Rabbeinu Tam afaresh v'chein halachot gdolot de'achal basar asur le'achol gvina. Okay, so now we have an issue because in yesterday's sugya we said ofu gvina. Right? If you view this as basar and gvina in the order of basar and then gvina, then this sugya of igra seems to contradict what we see about su'udat achrita. You follow? Because that source seemed to say that if you understand it goes both ways, gvina and then basar and basar and then gvina, then all you need to do is wash your hands if it's at nighttime, and if it's during the and wipe clean your mouth out. So they say here, Rabbeinu Tama Faresh Bachin Alachok Dolot, and by the way, an open gvina, you wouldn't need anything according to this. Okay? So how do we deal with this? So we're going to read Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam b'Faresh v'chein alechot gedolot. Da'achal basar asur le'achol gvina. When it says achal basar asur le'achol gvina, that means hainu belonati labekinuach. In other words, how do you rectify that sugya with this one? If there it says you can't eat immediately gvina, that means you have two options. There's two maslulim. Either, this sugya talks about, the first sugya we saw yesterday, talks about wiping your mouth and cleaning your hands. If you don't clean your hands, then you need to wait till the next meal. You have two possibilities. Again, you have to forget about what we do today. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's two maslulim. Either wash your hands. No, you might say, why would anybody possibly, right? But again, remember, Tosfot, on the other page, remember, there's different balei tosafot, but they do suggest that maybe su'udat achrita just means clearing off the table. So then you can say, well, clear off the table or wipe your hands, wash your hands and clean your mouth out. So that's one option. Inami, 1 second, no. Achal gvina mutar le'echo basar. So then what does that mean? Af bilonitzi labekinuach. Then you need to read the second line as saying if you eat gvina and then basar, you don't even need to do anything. You can immediately eat it. Umar ukva, so then how do you explain mar ukva? Delo achil ad su'udat achrina, hainu b'loniti labekinuach, that's what we just said. Inami, machmir al atzmo haya. Maybe he was just machmir. Now it's funny to say he was machmir, because this whole thing started as, I am nowhere near machmir the way my father was. My father was so machmir, he ate 24 hours. I'm like a, what do you call it, Mekel guy. I can't think of the word I was thinking, but anyway, I just wait till the next meal. So you could say that. But then he says, there's some issues about this. V'tzarich lomar lo perusho d'linyan n'tilat yadayim en chiluk bein basar t'chila l'gvina t'chila u'l'gabe kinyuach t'apke yesh chiluk. Fine, we're going to skip that right now. But then here comes his big line. V'ha'olam nahagu shelo le'echol gvina achar basar klal v'afilu achar of. But now he says, despite how I might Parsha in the sugya, the way I think it looks in the Gemara, the fact is the minhag is not that way. And he says the minhag is, forget about, right? In other words, number one, everybody waits after meat before they eat cheese, and then nobody thinks, oh, you could do netilah and kinuach instead of, right, the way we suggested. And number two, even after Oph. Now, how do you explain Oph? If you look at Tan Igra, he seemed to say Oph is not an issue. So again, how does he explain that? So, skip a few more words. Then he says, Dilma mishum desava basar Oph b'chalav lav d'oraita. Maybe Igra held that it wasn't d'oraita, and we hold it is d'oraita. And that's why we say, you can just, then you can neutralize that sugya entirely, because that sugya is all according to an opinion we don't hold by. V'lo kaima lanachi, right? We don't hold that way. So that's another possibility, although he raises some problems with it. And then it says at the bottom, Rabbeinu Tam Afarish Tama De Igra Mishum De Ofe No Nidbach B'Yadayim V'Shinayim V'Chanichayim. It says you can distinguish a little bit between meat and chicken, even if you say it's Asur Midoraita, because the nature of meat and chicken is different in terms of how it gets stuck in your mouth. So again, there's many different opinions about how to rectify. There's a problem between the sugya on Kiftal and Amabed of Igra and the sugya here, and the question is how to parshen it. Okay, so for there, I gave you a sheet. I once taught this in depth, so I have had a whole sheet organized of the sheetot of the Rishonim about this and what they say. Okay, by the way, if you look here, and bring this inside, but Rav Zrachi Halevi, he's the last one on the chart, about Basar and Gvina, he claims you just need to let Yadayim in Kinuach, and you don't need to wait. Okay, that's like a radical shita. Okay, Tov. Now we're going to move on to now. So if you remember, how did we get? I'll explain how we're going to get to the next section, which has nothing to do with this lechora. He said, Mar Ukva, that I to my father am like vinegar, the son of wine. So now we have another person who says this about something else. Amar Shmuel. Ana lahas milta chala bar chamer legabe abba. Shmuel says, Shmuel, the great Shmuel, says, compared to my father, I am like vinegar, the son of wine. Ti'ilu abba havasir nichse tre zimne biyoma. He would check out all of his properties twice a day. Va'ana lo siarna elachada zimne, and I would only do it once a day. Shmuel ita'ame, Shmuel goes, lishitato, damer Shmuel, man desir nichse kol yoma, Mishkach Astira, somebody who checks his property every day will find coins. Okay, in other words, you'll profit financially by doing this. Okay, now this isn't a halachic thing. Okay, this is again a sign that the rabbis view themselves as giving people advice about life in general. Some people say this is connected to, you know, Torah and Derech Eretz. I think Shmuel, first of all, Shmuel, if you remember, he was a scientist and he knew a lot of things. He was a worldly kind of person. And he said, you know, you can't just be learning all the time. You have to take care of your property. If you don't, if you neglect everything and you sit in the Beit Midrash all day, you're going to end up in financial trouble. Okay, that's basically the way he's saying it. And, you know, the way they word it is, oh, you'll be rewarded, because that's the terminology that the rabbis like to use. You know, it was like, it's kind of the way of speaking in those days. You would say, oh, a miracle will happen to you, even though what it really means is make sure to do this. But that was the way they would encourage people to do it. So let's read. I was thinking this is like when you do shiputzim and you're not living in the house, and you know there's the people who check every single day what they're doing, and there's the people who kind of ignore it and say I'll just rely on them, and then you show up a week later and you see that they messed everything up and they this, and then you have to redo it or you have to complete. Right? It's classic. If you are on it all the time, then it's much better for you.
Or you just have agit.
What?
Or you just have agit.
Right. Exactly. So, Abai have a seer nichse kol yoma v'yoma. So he actually did this. Yomacha paga ba'arise. One day he found a sharecropper. Didare pitcha de'ofe. He was taking a bundle of wood from his property. So he caught him stealing, right? This is classic, right? If you're, you know, let's say, she puts nikim, you leave them in your house. If you're not careful, they might start stealing things. Amarle, hane lehecha. He said, oh, where are you going with that pile of wood? Amarle, lebe mar. Oh, I'm going to your house with it. Amarle, kvar kadamucha rabbanan. That's the rabbis already made, they prepared me for people like you, meaning they told me to come here so that I would. It's interesting, right? They take this as their advice came from the rabbis, right? They basically from Shmuel. He said, Shmuel was smart. He told me to come here so I was able to protect me from losing this bundle of wood. Rav Asi, here's a good story. Have a seer nichse kol yoma. He would do this every day. Amar hecha ninu kol hane istere demar Shmuel. What happened to all that money he promised me? I haven't seen any benefit. I'm wasting my time. Basically, I come here every day. Everything seems fine. What's going on? Where's my promise of the reward? Yomachad chazat sinora debit kabaare. He found one day he was walking around and he found there was a pipe that had burst, okay, or maybe the where the river was coming, you know, there was a something on the side to block it, and it opened up. Shakli glime, he took his cloak, karche, he tied it around the pipe that had burst so that the water wouldn't come ruining his property. Hotfe pigava, he put it there on top of it. Rame kala, he screamed out. Ate inshe, people came, you know, he screamed, help, I need some help. He obviously didn't know how to fix it fully himself. Sachrua, the people fixed it. Bashkachtinu lekulu istere de mar Shmuel, and he said, I now found all those Easterim that he promised me. Okay, so again, always good to be checking your property. Rav Idi bar Avin, now we're going off, okay, that was an aside, now we're back to our topic, but we're getting a little, it's a little different, you'll see how it connects. I'm Rav Idi bar Avin, I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Ashian. Mayim Rishonim mitzvah va'achronim chova. Okay, it's a mitzvah to do Mayim Rishonim. That means to wash before the meal. We're going to see what I mean. Mitzvah isn't it a chiyuv? Va'achronim is a chova. Okay, Mayim Achronim is a chova. If I had asked you, you would have thought it was the reverse, right? We'll get to it. Meitiv. So now they bring a contradictory source. Mayim Rishonim, right? Mayim Rishonim is just until I die before the meal. Mayim Achronim is what we know of as Mayim Achronim. Mayim Rishonim va'achronim chova. Emtzayim Rishut. You ever wash your hands in the middle of a meal? Okay, we'll have to see what this is. That's actually going to be the thing that connects to our sugya. So, what are the answer? Here it says chova, there it says mitzvah, for my rishonim. Ah, what are the answer? Legabe rishut chova karile. In other words, it depends. When you're comparing it to rishut, we call it chova. When we compare it to my machronim, we call it a mitzvah. And we'll see what's the difference between my machronim and my rishonim. Gufa. My rishonim vachronim chova emtsayim rishut. Rishonim, so now we're going to see some differences between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. Rishonim notlim ben bekli, ben ala gabe karka. This doesn't mean with a kli, it means on a kli. You can pour it into a kli, you know, when you go to a hotel, right, they pour it into another bowl often, or you could throw it al gabe karka. But Achronim, ein notlim ela bekli. You're not allowed to pour it onto the karka, you have to put it into a kli. Va'amrela, some people say, ein notlim al gabe karka. Okay, some people say ein notlim ela b'kli, you have to put it into a kli, and some people say you can't do it on the ground. So what's the difference? My benayu, ika benayu kinsa. That means if you put it on the ground, but instead of it going on the ground, you put some wood pieces on top, then you can pour it on the wood pieces as long as you're not pouring it actually on the ground. But if it says ein notlim ela b'kli, then it has to be in a kli, and you can't pour it on this kinsa. Mayim rishonim notlim bein b'chamim bein b'tzonen. Okay, you can use any temperature of water. Achronim ein notlim ela bitzonen. Okay, achronim have to be in cold. Mipnei shechamim mefa'apin et hayadayim ve'ein ma'avirin et hazuama. Okay, if you use hot, warm water, this is classic, right? Water has bacteria in it, often, right, especially if it's warm. That's why people try to drink only, you use the cold from the sink. If you're trying to get off the bad stuff, which is now what we're going to learn Mayim Achronim is all about, is because of you're not going to get the zuama off if it's warm water, and that's why it needs to be cold. Mayim Rishonim notlim bein b'chamim bein b'tzonen. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yanai, lo shanu ela she'en ayad soledet b'hem. When we say it could be warm, it could be cold, we mean not boiling hot. But aval hayad soledet b'hem eim notlim b'hem. But if it's boiling hot, you can't use it. You know, if your hand's going to get burnt, then you can't use that kind of water. It seems like basic. All right. V'ika demane la seifa. Some people actually say no. You could actually wash your hands with boiling hot water, but what they're referring to is the seifa, which is achronim eim notlim ela b'tzonen aval b'chamin lo. And then I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yanai. Lo shanu ela shayad soledet b'hem. Aval ein hayad soledet b'hem notzlim. Which set right. So then it's only saying when we said you can't use warm water, it actually means boiling hot water. You can't use for my machronim. Michla. From here, what can infer? Do we show him afal pi shayad soledet b'hem mutar? Okay, that you could use it because the yad is soledet. Right. You could use for my machronim boiling hot water. You might not want to, but technically speaking, you could. Emtzayim rishut. Now we have to understand what's this mayim emtzayim. Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu ela bein tavshil l'tavshil. Aval bein tavshil l'gvina chova. When he said emtzayim is rishut, that means if you're eating a tavshil and then you want to eat another tavshil, you don't have to wash your hands in between. We're going to have to explain what exactly tavshilim are we talking about here. But bein tavshil l'gvina is a chova. But if you're eating something, some cooked substance, a tavshil is like a mixture of things. Between that and gvina, it's a chova. Okay, what are we talking about here at all? Okay, so look at Tosfot. Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel, Demayri b'shnehem shel basar u'shnehem shel gvina. We're back to basar v'chalav, and that's why we were talking about this. If in the middle of your meal you want to switch from a tavshil of basar to a tavshil of gvina, okay? So if it's both of basar or both of gvina, then it's reshut. But if you were eating gvina, now you want to eat a tafshil of basar. Now again, we have to switch the order, because what did he say? Bein tafshil l'gvina. So bein tafshil l'gvina means if you started with gvina and now you're doing a tafshil of basar, then it's a chovah to wash your hands. Aval l'gvina shel acharav lo ka'amra da'afilu nitilat yadayim asur lechol ad suda acheret. It obviously didn't mean the other order, because it wouldn't, if you're eating a tafshil of basar, you can't start eating gvina with just washing your hands. Again, it depends what you hold by. Ve'ein yireh l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept this interpretation, because he says, what's this idea of reshut? Why would you even think to wash your hands between gvina and basar and basar? That makes no sense. Why would you call that mayim emtsayim reshut? There'd be no point to do that. Here's a few questions. Anyway, he says, if you look about 8 lines from the bottom, bein tafshil de basar le tafshil shel gvina, he says, you need to wash your hands. That's reshut. Okay, it's reshut between that. De kevan de ena basar vagvina be'ein ve'leka eletam. Remember I said that we're going to get to the chicken soup, and that if you don't actually have chicken in your soup, if you take out all the chicken and it just has the taste of chicken, okay, here we're talking about something that was cooked with meat but doesn't actually have the meat in it. Between that and something that was cooked in cheese that doesn't actually have cheese in it, according to this, you'd only need to wash your, it would be reshut to wash your hands in between. You don't even need to wash your hands in between. Meaning you could eat, it sounds like, one after the other without an issue. Okay? And he even says, between a tafshil of basar to a tafshil of vina. This seems to indicate that you don't need to wait between, let's say, chicken soup and something else, right? Okay? Because it's just, again, if you're not eating the chicken in. V'leke alatam lo echmiru she'eh chobal li tol yada bintayim ve'enu ela reshut. Again, we don't paskin this way, but he's saying this. Aval bein tafshil de basar ligvina. And that's why, notice that it said tafshil, tafshil, and then tafshil ligvina. If you do it to actual gvina, then you have to worry about it. Then it's a chovah. Okay? V'yitachen, and then he says, it could be the perush zeh af lidivrei ha'osrin le'achol gvina achar basar bo'ta suda afilu b'ntila v'kiluach. He suggests that this might even be, even if you hold in the other sugya, that you have to wait or you have to, it doesn't matter, because this is a tafshil, we might treat this entirely differently. Okay, it actually is quoted, Halakha L'maaseh said different things about tafshilim, and there's a bit of a different distinction, but the Rama basically says we don't hold by this, and if I remember correctly, he basically neutralizes most of these halachot. Okay, but it sounds like there could be potentially, way back when, a difference between a tafshil versus the actual. Again, it depends how you read the sugya. If you read it like Rabbeinu Shmuel, then it's just talking about gvina and basar. This has nothing to do with basar, you know, basar and then gvina. So again, you can see why there's so many different, right? There's a lot of seemingly contradictory sugyot, and this question of how to put them all together.
But okay. I'm also confused, yeah. Because a few minutes ago we were talking about hadacha or kinuach, okay.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we're talking about three different types of hand washing.
No, well, this is hand washing. This goes back to the Of in Gvina and Echelim Bapikorim, where they talk about hand washing, right? So this is relating to that aspect. That's the thing. These sugyot are all talking about different things, and how they all join together is the big question.
Somehow with the hand washing, maybe I'm wrong, yeah. But I think of changing cutlery today, right? Because if they were eating with their hands, and
your hands is like different
so
silverware.
Right.
It's good that you're pointing that out, that it's very important to remember what Naomi's saying, which I forgot to mention, which is that they were eating with their hands. So their hands were much dirtier than our hands are normally when we eat. So that's also very important. And if you think about fatty substances that get on your hands and things like that, yeah. Okay, I want to go on because we don't have a lot. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereja Rav Yechia, we still haven't figured out what this Mayim Achronim, where it comes from. Mipnei ma amru Mayim Achronim Chova, shemelech stomit yesh, shemesameh tayinayim. This came up in Brachot, there was a whole story there, I don't know if you remember it, very story about when they went to this inn and whatever, I'm not going to get into it, it was the way they caught the guy. Anyway, whatever, there's a whole thing there, it's a funny story, you can look it up. But how do we know Mayim Achronim is Chova? Because there's the sodomite salt that blinds the eyes. And this is why some people aren't makpid on Mayim Achronim anymore, because we don't really have this melech stomit. Okay, and that's why, even though the Gemara says chovah, if you remember also, we saw some things that are sakana, or more critical than halacha, right, than things that are for halachic reasons. So that's why we can make this distinction. The Mayim Rishonim, even though we say, what do you mean? You're supposed to make a bracha before you eat, but that's not the same as this mayim. I'm sorry, you're supposed to wash before you eat. That's clearly not, first of all, that's all to remember the kohanim and stuff. You know, it's that's less critical than mayim achronim, which is sakana. Okay? So, melech stomi yeshem esmeyatainayim. Amar abayi, umishtachach kikorta bekura. It's even in a teeny little amount of that salt in a core, which is a big amount of salt, if you have just a little bit of melech stomit, it could blind your eyes, basically. So the concern was, after the meal, you would have this melech stomit on your hand. If you rubbed your eyes, you would blind your eyes, so therefore you have to do mayim achronim.
You could eat it, but you can't touch your eyes with it.
Right. Yeah. Amale rab acha bere de rab ale rab ashi. Ko milchamai. Amale. What's ko milchamai? What?
If you measured it.
If you measured the salt... Then, right, if you didn't eat it, but you measured it. So here you came in contact with it, right? Would you have to wash your hands? Amar le, lo mabaya. What kind of a question? Of course you would have to. In other words, any kind of contact with melech stomit is going to, I was thinking, it's all those substances they say, you know, make sure not to touch with your hands, or right, they have this very strong, they're dangerous. Amar abaya, meresh hava, okay, now we're going to have a whole slew of things, we're not even going to finish them today, that abaya says, originally I thought the following was usher because of this, and then my adoptive father, remember Abaye was adopted by Rabba, who was also his teacher, Rabba told me that it wasn't for that reason, okay? A long slew of things. Meresh hava mina haidi lo mashi maya batra al ara, the reason why, now we're going to get to, why don't we pour the water on the ground from maya machronim? So the reason I thought was mishum zuama, because the water is dirty, right? This is because we don't want to get... it'll be disgusting. And it's gross. If you spill that water with the melech stomit, it's disgusting. So we don't want to let people do it because of that. Amar limar, but Rabbi told me, mishum deshar yeruach ra'ah alayhu. There's a ruach ra'ah in that water, and if somebody steps on it, bad, you know, the ruach ra'ah will get to them. Okay, we're going to see all sorts of things about shedim and mezikim, things like that. Amar Abai, Meresh hava mina haidelo shakel midi mi patora, ki naket in shikasa lemishte. You're not allowed to take something off the table while someone's in the middle of drinking. Shema yara dvar kilkala basuda. We're worried, maybe he'll choke, you know, maybe he'll say, oh, you know, I wanted that or something and you're taking it off the table. I thought it was maybe something will happen. Amar limar, mishum dekashe liroch srada. So Rabba told me, no, the reason is, now there's a big question about what this roch srada is, but it might cause someone to go into shock. It might cause them a migraine. It's interesting here, the Ben Yehoyada says, he's one of the Achronim, he says, this whole thing about the Ruach Tzara that comes from Tuma, and since nowadays we don't have Tuma anymore, this is an irrelevant halacha. Okay? Below Maran, and then the whole, this is only if, now we're going to have all sorts of narrowing of this halacha, or I don't know if you could call it halacha, but advice. Deshakil velo mahadar. It's only if you're taking it off and you're not planning to bring it back. Aval mishkava adure, but if you're taking it off and putting it right back, late lamba, there's no problem. Velo amaran elachutz la arba amot. It's only if you're going to remove it from the table and take it 4 amot away. More than 4 amot away. Aval toch arba amot, late lamba. But if it's within 4 amot, no problem. Velo amaran elabimidi disarach lesuudata. It's only something that's needed for the meal. If there was something random on the table, of course you could take that off. Midi delo tsarach lesuudata, late lamba. Marbar v'ashi kapet afilu asita ubuchna de tavle. He would even make sure not to remove the mortar and pestle for the tavlinim, for the spices that was on the table, because that's midi detzricha the sudata. In other words, it's not only food, it's anything he claimed that would be useful for the suda. Okay, new one. Amar bai, meresh hava mina, hai dekanshe nashvara, mishum minikiruta. The fact that people sweep their dirt outside the house, okay, their crumbs, is because, why would you think? To keep their houses clean, obviously. Amar limar, but Rabbi said, no, it's mishum dekashe la'aniyuta. It's because it brings the sar ha'aniyut. In other words, if you leave perurim around, okay, you leave crumbs on the floor, the person in charge, the malach, so to speak, in charge of making people poor, is going to come and make you poor. Okay, let's see a story. Hu gavra dehava mahadra le sara da'aniyuta. There was a guy who the Sarhaniut was after him, basically. He wanted to make him poor, but he couldn't because the guy never left any crumbs. He was super meticulous. Dekazahir anishvara tuva. He really was very careful about this I have a hard time saying halacha, but this, you know, suggestion. Yomachad karech lifta a'ivlet. Ivle. He was eating bread over the grass. Hamar, hashta v'dainach v'yada v'tar da'achil. For sure he's going to drop some stuff in the grass. It's going to be impossible for him to find the crumbs in the grass. I'll go get him now. Aite mara, akrinu liyavle. The guy came, though, not the sarhan youth, the guy who was eating, and he cut all the grass underneath him. Shadinu lenar, I threw it into the nahar. In other words, he got rid of all the crumbs. Okay, he was really meticulous. Shame dekaamar, and he heard, okay, goes back to you hear the mazik. If you hear the mazik and they'll come after you, you know, he heard the mazik saying, "Vai da'afke ahu gavra mi beite." Wow, this guy. Now, there's a few ways to understand it, but either he made me come out of my house for no reason, like what a waste of time. I really can't get to this guy. Like I wasted all my time on him, and I'm never going to get to him. Or he got rid of, you know, he utziat hamalach mi beito. In other words, he chased me away, basically. The reason you can't eat the ketzef, the foam that gets at the top of the cup, is mishum isuta, because it's disgusting. But amar limar, mishum dekase lekarsam. Okay, some people say karsam, some just call it a barsam. It's unclear exactly what it is. The Aruch says it's actually an infection of the chest. Rashi says it's like congestion. Ririm hava imina chotem. Mishte kashe lekarsam. Okay, if you drink it, it's bad. It causes this disease or whatever it is. Min pachbe, if you blow it, kashya l'resha, it causes you to have a headache. Mitche, if you move it with your hands, kashya l'aniuta, it causes poverty. So mai takante, what can you do with it then? Lishke shakue, figure out a way for it to settle, let it settle in the cup. And that is, I think this is like a good example of, think about when you pour soda and there's all the foam at the top again. They weren't drinking soda, but anything, when you pour it, it foams up. Have patience. Wait. Don't drink it so quickly, right? Let it settle, and then it'll be fine. L'charsim dechamra, if you do get this disease from drinking the foam of the wine, drink shichra. That beer will resolve it. De'shichra, maya, if you have ate it from beer, the water will resolve the problem. De'maya, but if you drink it off the water, late takanta. V'hainu dam reyinche, and this is what people say, batar anya azla aniyuta. Poverty follows the poor, because the people who have nothing to drink but water, and if they drink the ketzef of the water, they really have no cure. Whereas if you're rich and you have wine and you have beer, you're fine. Amar bai, mireish hava mina haidelo achle yarka mikisha. You can't, right, this is also the same type of thing. Don't eat vegetables from the bundle, the asur dina'ai, that the ganan, the gardener, bundled up. Don't grab it out of the bundle, right? Can unfold it properly, right? Deal with it well. Don't eat like a pig almost. Mishum demichze, because it looks like you're av tenuta, right? It looks like you're famished. Amar limar, right? That's what I thought. But amar limar, mishum dekashe l'kshafim. It's because you're vulnerable. It's vulnerable to witchcraft. Rav Chista v'Rav Barafuna. Here's the story. Havu ka'azli ba'arba. They were on a boat. Amar le'ahi matronita. There was this matronly woman who was obviously engaging in witchcraft. She said otvam b'hadaychi. She wanted to sit next to them. Lo otve. It sounds like a El Al Plains, right? Amra Milta, so she put on some, right, in El Al Plains, this doesn't exactly happen, but she put witchcraft on them, okay? She tried something on them, she said something. Asar Tala Arba, the boat stopped. Amru Inhu Milta, they now whispered some incantation, Shar Yuha, and they released the boat. Amra Lehu, she said to them, Mai Avid Lehu, what can I do to you guys? And it's, I can't get you, it's the same as the Malach of the Aniyut. You don't wipe yourselves with, okay, this is in the bathroom, with shards. This is, we talked about this a long time ago. You're not supposed to wipe yourself with a pottery shard because if you cut yourself, it's unsafe. They used to use rocks, stones, but you shouldn't do it with something sharp. You don't kill lice bugs on your clothes. That's also something, apparently, these are all things that if you do this, the witches can, you know, kind of put their potion on you, you know, their incantation spells. And you don't eat your vegetables straight from the bundle. Okay, let's do one more. You can't eat vegetables that fell on the table. I didn't really understand this, what exactly happened, where they're falling from onto the table. Maybe because it's disgusting. Again, it causes bad breath. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll finish up with this tomorrow. Okay, well, and then maybe when we sum up, we'll try to figure out what exactly all this is doing here.